Hi, I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Aquila and Priscilla are among the few married couples discussed in the Bible, and the only pair explicitly named in the New Testament. They were friends with Paul, present for the beginning of the church, and had a Christ-centered marriage. As we are all nerds here, I bet we each have our ships that we root for in our various fandoms, so I thought I would discuss reasons why I ship Priscilla and Aquila through the lens of some of my favorite fictional couples. We first hear mention of Aquila and Priscilla in Acts 18, 1-3, when Paul stays with them, so we know they were hospitable and willing to open up their home. And this was not just for a quick weekend stay. He lived with them for like 6 months while he was in Corinth. We also know from 1 Corinthians 16:19 that they were church planters hosting a church in their home. So not only did they let Paul live there, but they opened up their house for other believers to meet and worship regularly. I can't hear the word hospitable without thinking of Monica from Friends. She was the ultimate hostess with the mostess. But even when she and Chandler got together, he supported her in this gift. They constantly had their friends over, often without invitation. They made sure they had extra food in the fridge for Joey, and even helped him pay rent after Chandler moved out. And they also let Phoebe and Rachel stay with them after their apartment caught fire. Out of all the friends, I'd say they were the most generous, and that's how we are called to be friends as well. Be grand with your hospitality. Use the gifts God has given you to serve others, whether that's a spiritual gift of hospitality or a physical gift like an extra bedroom in your house. When Paul left Corinth to spread the gospel elsewhere, Acts 18:18 tells us Priscilla and Aquila went with him, so they were mission-focused, willing to leave their home and their business behind to further the kingdom of God. This reminds me of Amy and Rory from Doctor Who. Talk about leaving their homes and jobs to focus on a much higher mission. This couple constantly left their normal lives to travel with the doctor. Sure, sometimes it was just for fun, but we all know that most of the doctor's trips turn into a life-saving adventure. These two were called toward a higher purpose, and they almost always went together. And even when the stakes got high, the enemies were piling up, and it just wasn't fun anymore, they did not abandon the doctor. They stayed by his side with the mission and focus until the bitter end, which is what we are called to do as well. Get out of our comfort zones and go on an adventure with God. While in Ephesus, Aquila and Priscilla came across a preacher who was not very accurate in his teaching. Acts 18, 24-28 says they pulled him aside and gently explained to him the full truth of the gospel so he could be more accurate in his preaching. They were bold in the truth, and they also understood that while they might not have the gift of teaching, they could correct and train in righteousness so God's message could still be shared. I know this is a bit of a nerdy stretch, but for this point I thought about Pacha and Chicha from The Emperor's New Groove. They were unashamedly themselves, standing up for what they believed in and being affectionate toward each other. And they encouraged Cusco to be a better person, llama, whatever. He was wrong in his plan to demolish a village to build Cuscotopia, and they told him so. They spent some time trying to persuade him of their case, and when it initially didn't work, they still helped him. Pacha escorted him back to the palace, and Chicha stalled their evil pursuer Yzma. And it was their love, care, and boldness for their cause that led Cusco to change his mind. So be bold in God's truth, and be bold in his love. In Romans 16:3, Paul mentions that Priscilla and Aquila risked their lives for him, so we know they were sacrificial in their faith. They were the kinds of friends John talks about in chapter 15 of his book. I have to bring up Hermione and Ron here. They were absolutely sacrificial friends to Harry Potter, constantly putting their own lives on the line. Like, within months of meeting each other, these 11-year-olds were fighting trolls, murderous chess sets, and a dark lord together. I'm not saying we all have to go to such life-threatening extremes, but we are called to live sacrificial lives. When Jesus sends out the disciples in Matthew 10, he tells them to leave behind their money and possessions, take up their cross, and follow him as sheep among wolves. This life ain't easy, but Jesus also says whoever loses their life for his sake will find it. Paul mentions Aquila and Priscilla several times from Acts 18 to his last letter to Timothy. He never mentions one without the other, and he goes back and forth between referring to Priscilla first and Aquila first, so we know they were equal partners in their marriage, neither one more important than the other. I can't help but think of Ben and Leslie from Parks and Recreation. They were always on the same team. They had very similar interests, strong career and family goals, and nothing but unabashed support for each other. I'm reminded of the time Ben entered the pie cook-off so Leslie wouldn't feel like a female stereotype. I think about Leslie standing up for Ben in his hateful hometown, and I picture that perfectly balanced pros and cons list they made when trying to decide which of them would run for governor of Indiana. Everything about their relationship screams equal partners, and I think that is so important for a marriage. There's no reachers or settlers, just a couple supporting each other with complementary gifts and qualities. Y'all, it was hard for me to think of fictional couples who portrayed these biblical qualities. In my searching, I realized there really aren't that many amazing couples to look up to in TV and movies. Most have messy, borderline toxic relationships, and others who have the tendency to be amazing don't get much screen time. As much as we love to read and watch these stories, we don't always need to look up to these characters as role models. When we need an example of a strong woman, of a converted man, of a God-centered couple, we need to look to God's word. We need to look to real people like Aquila and Priscilla to help us learn how to be spiritually healthy and fulfilled in our relationships. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, subscribe to this podcast and join the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and until next time, remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy tea, and that's kind of the same thing.